Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Just like that. How many times we have heard the same thing? In a few minutes you will hear it one more time. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. You will hear the same exact words in just a few moments from the priest, from me. Samuel heard the calling. He got up and followed. The disciples heard this, behold the Lamb of God, and they followed Jesus. How many more times do we need to follow? How many more times do we need to forgive? How many more times do we need to show mercy? How many more times do we need so that we can tell the world that we're not afraid because we have God? How many times do we need so that we can be a source of healing and forgiveness and peace to our nation? How many more times? Behold the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, who is here. This is why we're here, to be followers of Christ, to tell him that we want to remain with him. Even in the midst, and I mentioned this before, even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of the political tension, the divisions, whatever happens in the next 3 or 4 days or so, are we listening? Are we listening to God? Behold the Lamb of God. Are we following? Two questions are posed here. What are you looking for? And this question is for all of us, because again, if we just keep hearing, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world, blessed are we, because we are able to partake of such a blessing, of such a sacrament. What are we looking for? What are we looking for in our business, in our family? What are you looking for in your life? This parish just gave you a beautiful gift, a book called The Search. And it says, no one is getting out of this world alive. No one. No one is gonna get out alive. We're all gonna die. Are we dying in Christ and for Christ and with Christ? Whatever happens, are we gonna remain faithful to his doctrines and his love? We will remain pro-life. What are you looking for? What am I looking for? Second question. Where are you staying? Jesus, where are you staying? Are you staying in my nation? Are you staying in our world? Are you staying in my life? Are you staying in my family? Are you staying in our church? Where are you staying? As we approach this heavenly banquet, let us ask God to help us to search for him, so that we may be able to remain with him whatever happens, that we may be able to say, behold the Lamb of God, and I am going to follow him, because that's what I'm looking for. Even before we start looking for him, he is already looking for you and for me. Are we willing? Are we willing to stay with him? Are we willing to remain with him so that we can share with him eternal glory? Please stand. I believe in one God,